This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The legendary newspaper columnist Jimmy Breslin got assigned President Kennedy's funeral 55 years ago this month. That heart-wrenching event was covered by thousands of reporters who watched the procession in D.C. But in a famous piece, Breslin was the only one to spend the day with the gravedigger at Arlington National Cemetery. Today, a business story connecting that cemetery with a quarry in Barre, Vermont, where most of that stone is now sourced. Susan Kaplan is the reporter.
It's early, around 7:30 in the morning, but I can hear sandblasters the second I walk into Granite Industries. Orders for headstones at Arlington arrive electronically from the VA almost every day. Phil Poyer looks closely at pictures of virtual grave markers on a computer screen. He then carefully transfers the soldiers' information onto stencils for engraving and sandblasting. Poyer says the work is extremely precise.
The names are normally inch and an eighth. If the names are too long, they got to be at least an inch from the side. Otherwise, they'll break out when they sandblast.
Several veterans work in the factory. For 18 years, Army veteran Robert McCallum's worked the line. McCallum's proud of the work he does. His father and grandfather were in the service. So for him, working on the grave markers is personal.
We do the best job we can, you know, to supply the best product we can for the families and loved ones that, you know, have to go to the cemetery.
The Arlington Cemetery contract is competitive, and occasionally other stone providers have been chosen. Eric Powell directs the VA's headstone marker program in D.C. and oversees the production of some 360,000 headstones annually. The government pays for the work, about $350 a marker. He says only two quarries in the country, the one here in Vermont and one in Georgia, meet the agency's standards. Arlington Cemetery does its own check to make sure the stones look uniform.
Once they receive it, to ensure that, yes, it meets the quality control that we have put in place.
Granite Industries estimates that over the decades, it's provided roughly 130,000 headstones for Arlington National Cemetery. In Barre, Vermont, I'm Susan Kaplan for Marketplace.